Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy of California is running to take over next year's shrunken GOP caucus and closed-door elections that will set the tone for the new Congress. The race for minority leader is McCarthy's to lose today, but the Trump ally must fend off a challenge from conservative Jim Jordan of Ohio. Jordan is a leader of the conservative House Freedom Caucus. Voting for the biggest race is later this month. That's Nancy Pelosi's bid to return as House Speaker. California Representative Eric Swalwell told CNN he backs Pelosi because of her experience.
The longtime Palestinian hunger striker Qadir Adnan has been released from prison after a 58-day hunger strike. This included several days of refusing water as well as food. This was Adnan's third such hunger strike in 2011. He engaged in a 66-day-long hunger strike. And in 2014, he again undertook a hunger strike to the death of 55 days. He became a symbol of Palestinian hunger striking prisoners and their steadfast resistance to the horrific conditions and brutality of Israeli detention facilities. Adnan has been repeatedly imprisoned by Israeli authorities, who accuse him of being a member of a banned organization, Islamic Jihad. But he has never been accused of engaging in any violent action or taking part in armed resistance, simply of being considered a, quote, security risk. This has landed him in prison for months and even years at a time without specified charges. He has spent a total of 8 years in Israeli prisons. This most recent imprisonment lasted 11 months with no charges filed against him. He is one of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held without charges under so-called administrative detention, in which Israeli authorities imprison Palestinians indefinitely with no charges or access to a legal system of trials and appeals. Since the beginning of the strike, Adnan was subjected to abusive measures. He was isolated, moved from one detention center to another, deprived of visitation, and held in harsh prison conditions. He is married and is a father of 7 children, the oldest of whom is 10 years old, and the youngest, Mariam, is 18 months.
Wednesday, November 14th. Here are the main points again. Wildfire smoke comes to town, e-scooters are finished, and in international news, a Palestinian prisoner is released. This is a volunteer-produced newscast, and we encourage your participation. Call us with your breaking news stories and tips at 503-231-8032. A podcast and transcript of this newscast is available on our website at kboo.fm/eveningnews. You are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH, Philomath, and 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. I'm Carly Meisberger.
And I'm Erin J. Bernard. Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7, it's Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman and Juan Gonzalez. At 8, it's Wednesday Talk Radio with Paul Rowland and Jacqueline Keeler. They'll look at Native American political and ethical leadership. At 9, the radio activist welcomes members of Positive Charge. At 10, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11, The Dirtbag talks about cold weather, fall cleanup, and dormancy, plus your calls. All of these KBOO programs are made possible by members' support. If you'd like to become a member, or if you'd like to give to our give guide, you can go on kboo.fm and click on donate or give. That's all for tonight. Good night, Carly.
Good night, Erin. Thank you.
German pianist and composer Tim Allhoff, taking his trio through the looking glass for their album Kid Icarus. You're taking flight with Deep Threes. I'm Jay. Guitar players Nels Klein and Julian Lage took a no-frills approach to their Room album. Klein, the legend from Wilco, is heard on the right channel. Young gun of the jazz world Lage is on the left. Our set begins with the intimate acoustic piece, Whispers from Eve. Thank you.
You're listening to KBOO Portland. The time is 5:59, and next is Right to Survive Radio. Stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certifications requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, Portland, Oregon, unless otherwise noted. The Events Committee meets the third Thursday of each month at 6 p.m. Please call 503-231-8032 to verify if a meeting is being held.
It's coming. It's almost here.
It's the next GiveGuide Big Give Day, Thursday, November 15th. There's no wrong time to give to KBOO. KBOO has real people making live radio all day, every day.
But when you give to KBOO in the Give Guide this Thursday, November 15th, you'll be entered into a raffle to win a Tender Loving Empire vinyl package, plus a year's worth of Laughing Planet.
If you're 35 or under, you'll also be entered into another raffle for a second gift package.
Go to kboo.fm/give on Thursday, November 15th to contribute.
That's KBOO.